Hello everyone, this is David Douthat.
And this is Molly Douthat.
And welcome to More Than Hearing, a podcast to encourage preachers to use multiple intelligences in sermons and worship leadership, because there are plenty of ways to reach someone's soul.
Today's podcast will cover the lectionary selections for Year A, the third Sunday of Advent. This week we have another blooming prophecy of hope and joy from Isaiah. James puts on the brakes with admonitions to be patient, and Jesus responds to John the Baptist's crisis of faith. Oh, come, all ye faithful listeners, for this episode's joyful and triumphant sermon illustrations.
We have established this podcast based on Dr. Howard Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences. Dr. Gardner suggests that there are multiple ways to learn, process, remember, and understand our world. Each week, we develop illustrations and special effects for the weekly readings of the Revised Common Lectionary that use various smarts based on Dr. Gardner's identified intelligences. We call them word smart, eye smart, math smart, body smart, music smart, nature smart, people smart, and self smart. You can read more about Dr. Gardner's work by clicking on the link at the top of our webpage.
As we read and reflect on the scripture passages for each week, we explore ways these intelligences can be utilized for a deeper appreciation of God's Word. Anytime and any way we can make use of the different smarts, we give people greater access to the Word of God so that they can acquire it, process it, and internalize it in ways that make sense to them. Let's get started.
The Old Testament lesson for the third Sunday of Advent, Year A, is Isaiah 35, verses 1 through 10. This is referring to the period after the exile, but before it happens in Isaiah.
Yeah, go figure.
Basically. So.
Well, scholars think this is kind of misplaced. It should probably be a little further back.
Yeah, because it seems to be words of promise to the folks who will be returning to Judah long before they have a chance to be carried away from Judah.
Yeah. So people are going, Isaiah, what?
What?
What are you talking about, man?
Anyway, what it's suggesting basically is that the path that they will be taking is going to be awesome. Even though it leads through the desert, it's going to be like a wonderland. It's going to be full of flowers and water and pleasant things. And there will be no dangerous creatures there. There'll be nothing that could harm you. And so the passage encourages those who might be afraid to make the journey. Don't worry. You know, be strong. You who have weak hands and feeble knees, you'll be fine. It's going to be great. Be strong. Do not fear. And it's all going to be good. And it will be called the Holy Way. And even if you wanted to get lost, you won't be able to. It's just, even fools can't go astray, it says. So it's going to be great. And it will lead you back to the place where you need to be. You will come to Zion with singing. And you'll be filled with everlasting joy. So that's pretty cool. And that's really kind of the point. And third Sunday of Advent is the Joy Sunday. So this gives you the place where you can jump into that. So.
We also have the primary expressed intelligence, which is a way of jumping in.
We do. The primary expressed intelligence for a passage is the one that it's the intelligence that seems to be the most obvious of the eight identified smarts. So if you're strong in that intelligence, it's going to pop right out at you. And so every week, for every text, we attempt to figure out which one of those it is. And then once we have that in mind, we look for ways to try and make the text pop for the other intelligences.
And sometimes we get them all, sometimes we don't.
Sometimes. So I think this text is nature smart for the primary and expressed intelligence, and Molly thinks...
I think it's people.
It's people. So we'll tell you more about that at our show notes at www.morethanhearing.org, so have a look at that. In the meanwhile, we do have some illustrations and special effects in several of the other intelligences. We're going to talk today about an eye smart illustration, body smart illustration, and special effect, Nature Smart Illustration and Special Effect, and People Smart Illustration and Special Effect. Just briefly for iSmart, getting started with that, going to verse 8c, that one that's, I think it's one of my favorite parts of the whole passage, not even fools shall go astray on this. And
why is that your favorite, honey? Well, or do we not have time for that?
I don't think we have time to go into that, but I got to thinking about that, and I was reminded of Wrong Way Feldman. Now, if you're of a certain age and used to watch Gilligan's Island, then you might be familiar with Wrong Way Feldman. He was a pilot who ended up on the island, and he was constantly lost. He had a terrible sense of direction. We have a link that will get you more information about Wrong Way Feldman, but even Wrong Way Feldman couldn't get lost on the holy way that Isaiah talks about. And iSmart here, because that refers to spatial relationships and finding yourself in space.
For Body Smart, we're looking at verse 3, where it says, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees, which got me to thinking about ways you can actually exercise to condition muscles and strengthen bones. There are also braces for wrists and knees, and there are canes or other supports for walking. So that's one way of maybe illustrating strengthening weak hands and making firm feeble knees. What you can do for a special effect for this, we have a link to a place where you can purchase foam stress balls in bulk. You can get them even with your church's name on them.
Huh.
Yeah, and you can hand those out to your congregation, and as they sit there during worship, they can squeeze the stress balls and strengthen their hands and lower their blood pressure. There is also a list from Everyday Health of exercises you can do while seated, and if your congregation hosts an exercise class, maybe a yoga class or a Zumba class, encourage your congregation to sign up for that, especially this time of year. This is a good time to start an exercise program.
Mm-hmm. For Nature Smart, we have some pictures of the desert blooming.
They are incredible.
They are some pretty cool pictures. And I mean, you can get there pretty easily. Just do a search for that phrase and boom, there you go. So we have that. But also, if you have anyone in your congregation who's ever hiked the Appalachian Trail or the Camino de Santiago or any of the other long hiking trails, invite that person to talk with the congregation in your sermon about traveling that determined highway, that determined path, and what that's like making the way through nature through there.
For People Smart, we're continuing to look at that pathway that shall be for God's people, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return. It seems to me it's kind of a little bit like playing chutes and ladders. The pathway is so very clear and so defined and so meant for God's people that there's no straying from it, even if you don't have any sense. It's just impossible to get lost. So for a special effect, have your congregation break into groups and ask these questions. Have you ever been in a parade or a march? Have you ever gone down a busy walkway at an airport or a shopping mall with hundreds of other people? Have you ever exited a sporting arena at the same time as others after a game?
Mm.
So get together with a couple other people and share your experiences of being in a large group, all moving in the exact same direction. That's a little bit of a taste of probably what this return from Babylon to Zion might have been like. Hundreds of thousands of people all walking along the same pathway with no chance whatsoever of being lost.
Cool. Okay, let's go on.
The epistle lesson for year A, Advent 3, is from James chapter 5, verses 7 through 10. It's a really short little passage where James is essentially telling his readers, be patient. The coming of the Lord is near, so strengthen your hearts. Don't grumble against one another so that you won't be judged. He is encouraging them in their time of trial and saying, for an example of suffering and patience, look to the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Very short little passage here. And for the primary expressed intelligence in this particular passage, we actually agree. We both think it is
self.
Self. We have some other intelligences that we would like to share with you, some stuff that we came up with. We have illustrations for math, body, and music. And we have illustrations and special effects for nature and self. So David's going to get us started with math.
So the math and the body sort of go together here in that I was looking for some things about the psychology of patients. And what I found was an article on the psychophysiological study, a psychophysiological study of patients. So that's actually the link that we have.
Yes,
thank you. That's actually the link that we have for Body Smart is mm-hmm. the abstract for that article. A couple things it says that there hasn't been a lot of study about patience, even though it's considered to be a primary virtue by just about every culture. So there are starting to be some studies done by positive psychologists. I guess folks who are looking at the positive psychological attributes of people rather than the neurotic.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. Yeah. And this article seems to come from that kind of research. And one of the things that they found was that those folks who demonstrate patience or even who grow in patience, that was actually another study, but that they have lower incidence of depression.
Yeah.
And so the math part of this is from that there's an inverse relationship between patience and depression. There's some other, they make mention of some other negative sort of things that also have inverse relationships. So you can take a look at that article. It's just a couple paragraphs in the abstract. And it's really kind of interesting. So anyway, inverse relationship means that the more patients you have, the less depression you're likely to have.
So and probably the people around you as well.
Well, perhaps. I don't know.
Maybe so.
So anyway, you could graph that if you want, and that would be a way of engaging people's math smarts and their body smarts, because we're talking about the psychophysiological effects.
For Music Smart, we're looking at the tail end of verse 9, where it says that the judge is at the door, which made David think of Laugh-In. How you get there from that, I don't know.
the judge is nearby, so.
Here come the judge.
Here come the judge.
That's right. So we actually have quite a few links to YouTube that traces some of the development of Here Comes the Judge. It was begun by a particular comedian who was a friend of Sammy Davis Jr., who then took this bit and took it on to Laugh-In in the late 60s. So we have some YouTube clips to look at that. There's also a history of where the phrase Here Comes the Judge comes from, tracing the history of a Pontiac GTO named the Judge. So we have a link for that too. So it's just kind of some fun stuff. It's an interesting way of looking at the
If your congregation's of that same certain age that, you know, would appreciate Gilligan's Island, then they may also remember.
You mean old?
Yeah. They may also remember the fun that was had back in the day with Here Come the Judge.
Right.
For Nature Smart, looking at verse 7, and that is right up at the beginning here, that the farmer waits for precious crops from the earth. Just the same way, be patient for the coming of the Lord, right? So seeds don't grow by our worry. They just have to wait for it. They need proper amounts of water, oxygen, temperature, soil, all those sorts of things in order to grow. And we can provide the conditions in artificial settings, but even so, the actual germinating is entirely out of our hands. And that is also true with the greater scheme of things and the Lord's coming. So we do our part, but then you just kind of have to wait for the Lord's hand to take care of the rest. Mm-hmm. So that's, I mean, the text itself provides that illustration. So for a special effect, bring some beans or peas or other large seeds, pumpkins or squash or what have you, and hand them out to the members of your congregation as you talk about how James encourages Christians to develop the patience of farmers. And now that it's December and everybody's thinking about cold and dark and everything, and
at least
longing
here
for
in our hemisphere,
right, and longing for some fresh produce. Mm-hmm. The growing season is over. We have to be patient now until it's time to grow again.
Yep. For Self-Smart, we're still looking at the idea of patience. William Loder, one of our go-to guys, who is a professor actually in Perth, Australia, where it is now summer. Have fun, guys. Says that patience is an invitation to trust, but with eyes wide open and courage, not to play the blaming games or to try to be God for our little world. So we're looking a little, for Self-Smart illustration, we're looking a little more closely at what makes for patience. And so we have a link to a yahoo.com quiz where somebody said, what makes for patience? And so a bunch of people answered with things like raising children, training dogs or horses, gardening, astronomy, quilting, learning to play guitar, learning a new language, calling customer service, untangling Christmas lights.
That one was mine, actually.
Yeah. Oh, not calling customer service? No, I know how much you love that.
Well, yeah.
We also have a link to an examination of patience and well-being, which goes back to our Body Smart link. So for a special effect, what we could do is hand out paper and pencils and ask your congregation to list all of the people that try their patience, and then encourage them to see these people sitting on a bench or under a big shady tree talking with Jesus. And imagine what that conversation might be about. Listen really carefully. And then when Jesus invites you, join in that conversation and see if that grows your patience a bit. First, you know, listening to somebody else talking with Jesus and then waiting for Jesus to invite you into that. And then maybe talk about patience with Jesus yourself. So try this exercise with every name or every situation on the list and see what happens.
Let's go on. The gospel lesson for the third Sunday of Advent, year A, is Matthew 11, verses 2 through 11. Here we have Jesus showing up before he's born, so that's awesome.
it's Matthew 11.
Well, I know, but it's the third Sunday of Advent.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah. Anyway, John the Baptist is now in prison, and he sends word to Jesus, are you the right guy? Really? Or are we supposed to be waiting for somebody else? And Jesus sends back word and says, tell him what you see and hear. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear. And then he turns to the crowd and asks them, well, what did you go out to see when you went out to the wilderness? And it gives them a couple of options there. No, it's a prophet. Yes, absolutely. And then some fine words about John, that he is the messenger who is to come before the one who is to come. And that of those born of women, none is greater than John the Baptist. But? The least of the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. So, interesting dynamics here.
Yeah.
So, that kind of leads me, anyway, to our primary expressed intelligence. I'm thinking it's people because of some of the dynamics going on there myself, but we'll talk about that more later. Go ahead. And Molly thinks...
Well, I agree. I think there's a lot of people smart in this passage, but I think there's some interesting math smart, too.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll explain more about that at the website, morethanhearing.org. So, check out the show notes. In the meantime, we have some word smart illustration and special effect. iSmart illustration, Math Smart illustration, and People Smart illustration. So here we go.
Remember, word smart is things about hearing and sound. And so the word heard, sent, word, tell, it is written, and lots of things about words and hearing throughout this particular passage. And a particular commentary that I was reading says that for Matthew, words and deeds are co-joined, and one doesn't happen without the other. So it got me to thinking about the Greek word for hear. So I went and looked it up, and it's the basis for the English word acoustics. So I looked up acoustics and found an article at NPR. We have a link to it in the show notes that quotes a person, Douglas Major, who was an organist and choir master at the time of this article at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., talking about how interior space of a cathedral possesses some really unique acoustical properties. And these particular acoustical properties make it possible for large groups of people to be able to hear what someone is saying and hear clearly. So that got me to thinking, for a special effect, if you think people can stand it, some people are pretty sensitive to sounds, fiddle with your speaker system in your church if you have one, so that the T's and the P's really pop. We have little screens ahead in front of our microphones, so they don't do that anymore, or so we think.
Yeah, mostly.
Mostly, right. Or if you...
If you get right up in there, I think you're probably...
Yeah, there you go. Or set up a slight reverberation or feedback, and just do that for as long as it takes to make the point that hearing clearly is really a basic need for being able to understand one another.
For iSmart, we're taking a look here. There, as well as those hearing words, there are also several looking words in this passage. So in verse 7, you have, what did you go out to look at? Theaomai. And what did you go to see? Aido. The first is the root for the spectacle of the theater. And the second is seeing to become known or to
perceive, understand.
To become knowing. So we have those, but there's also this sense of what John is experiencing of Jesus. And maybe it's because he's not seeing it, but hearing about it. I don't know. But he's giving a different review of Jesus than the other people on Rotten Tomatoes. Right? So by way of illustration, it's like that. It's like going to see a movie that everyone's raving about, and you leave wondering, what did I miss?
I don't get it.
No. Or conversely, going to see a play or a movie that everyone hates and finding, well, that was really pretty cool. There was something compelling about it.
For MathSmart, we're still looking at verses 7-9, where Jesus is speaking to the crowds about John. And so in this particular smart, this is an illustration for this particular smart. We're looking at the rule of three, or a reverse comedy triple. A comedy triple is a standard form of setting up a pattern with two elements and turning the third element in a different direction, which breaks the pattern. Usually that resulting dislocation produces a laugh with a juxtaposition of unlikely things. That's essentially what humor is. So here Jesus uses two very laughable elements to establish a pattern. And then with the third, he makes his serious point. So who'd you go to see? A reed shaking in the wind? Someone wearing soft robes? No, you went to see a prophet.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of prophet. So we have some links to the rule of three and the triple with some examples of it.
For People Smart, an illustration for you on verse 3, are you the one to come or are we to wait for another? It's as if John is... walking through the mall there or walking through the airport, and he looks across the room and he sees who he thinks is the Messiah. And says, hey, whoops, nope, no, that wasn't him. And You ever had that experience, you know, turning that wave into a head scratch or a yawn? It's like, right, yeah. Wish you could see what I was doing there instead of just my screams. Anyway, it's a little bit embarrassing, and
it's also a letdown. It is. You think, oh, hey, there's a I can't keep waiting. Dadgummit. And then they surprise you.
Right. Yeah. The other case is if you're waiting for somebody and somebody comes up to you and, oh, that wasn't the person you were expecting. Yeah. So,
right.
So those sorts of experiences, anyway. Then at the end of the passage, Jesus talks about John, as we mentioned before, that he's the greatest of any who has been born of women, but
the least in the kingdom
of heaven is greater than he. And so got to thinking about, you know, being ranked number one in a Division II football school. Right. So, you know, that's, you ask somebody, hey, who's ranked number one in Region 4? Hey, it's Grand Valley State. Woohoo.
Where is Grand Valley State?
I don't know. Somewhere in Super Region 4. I think that's West Coast somewhere. But,
okay.
Yeah, they're ranked number one in their division. Woohoo. Yeah, but, you know, the least in Division 1 is greater than they. Well, that's it for today's podcast. Please ask questions or leave us a comment on our website, www.morethanhearing.org, or at our Facebook page, facebook.com/morethanhearing. Send us a tweet at morethanhearing, or email us at connect@morethanhearing.org. If you tried any of these suggestions, or maybe got an idea that you liked even better than ours, let us know what you did and how it went. We would love to hear how using this theory has made a difference in your preaching and worship.
Be sure to look for the show notes, links, and resources on our website. We publish our worksheets on each text, so you can see some of our ideas that don't make it into the podcast. Those also might be helpful or give you a spark. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast using the iTunes, Android, or RSS links at the bottom of the show notes. Or you can point your podcatching software at morethanhearing.org/feed/podcast. You can find us on the iTunes store, too. You can subscribe there directly, and you can support the show by writing a review, which will help others find us more easily. And of course, you can always share the show with your friends and colleagues. We'll be back with another installment next week. So in the meantime,
stay subscribed
and be smart.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
This is a Whippet Good production. Hey, baby, it's me, Barry White.